most memorable learning experience should be in secondary school. One of my English teacher, a foreign English teacher, and we learned English while doing drama, and it's fun because it's not like just reading some paper or some readings. While you can learn English when you have fun. So that was my most memorable English learning experience.
And how about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Reading experience. Yes, I read Harry Potter once because I can't wait the translated version, and I read the last book of Harry Potter, but I think it's a bit difficult for me.
So what happened when you came across new words, vocabulary you weren't familiar with? How did you find the meaning?
I'll Google it. And I try to read the dictionary that is really in English first. If I really don't understand, I will try to translate it into Chinese.
And when you say use the Google Dictionary, is it in your phone or on a computer or another device?
Mostly on my phone.
Mm-hmm. And when you read, do you prefer a printed version or an ebook like a Kindle?
I like ebook. It's I can take it everywhere because carrying a book is too heavy.
Yeah. Okay. Just one other thing. You mentioned as one of your hobbies is to watch TV drama, right? Like the TVB drama.
No, I like to watch the House. The Mentalist, things like that.
And so when you watch that, do you use the subtitles or you?
I use the subtitle, but both the Chinese one and the English one.
And do you think there's something that you can learn from that, just apart from entertainment?
Yes, I can learn some vocabs from those dramas. But I think sometimes it's not very useful in my life. Because it's not academic words, and in the daily life, I seldom use English while speaking.
And you're studying to be a teacher of Chinese, right? Mm. Can you imagine how English might play a role in that in the future?
Because being a teacher, not only teaching the subject, and sometimes need to do some, I don't know, paperwork for the schools, being a teacher, not just teaching students, but also I need to read more readings to help myself to be more professional. And honestly, the Chinese reading is not good enough. And I like if some education theories I need to read some English reading. So it's very important in my it will be very important after being a teacher.